From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Indonesia's police chief says a suicide attack outside a police building in Surabaya today wounded officers and civilians was carried out by a family of five that included an 8-year-old child. The family, riding on 2 motorbikes, blew themselves up at a checkpoint outside the police station. The young child survived, is now recovering. The attack in the country's second-largest city comes a day after a family of 6 suicide bombers, including teens and children, targeted 3 churches, killing at least 13 people, wounding 41 others, also in Surabaya. Greg Feely is an Australian National University scholar.
This is unprecedented, certainly in the history of Indonesian jihadism, to have an entire family martyr itself. And I think the decision made by the 2 parents that they would involve particularly their young daughters in the bombing of the church, which the mother undertook.
Police blame the church attacks on the Islamic State-inspired group. All big cities in Indonesia are now on high alert. A Chechen-born French citizen stabbed people with a knife, killing 1, wounding 4 in Paris. It happened late Saturday. Police killed the assailant, who had been on a terror watch list. Officials say this underscores the challenge France faces from Islamic militants. 2 British citizens and their Congolese driver have been released following their abduction in Virunga National Park in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Park ranger was killed during the kidnapping near Kibati, north of Goma. Britain welcomes the news. The park is in North Kivu province, where armed groups are active. This is VOA News.